next to theirs to kill bedbugs. John and Susan Cooper, who were in their 60s, died in 2018. The Prime Minister is coming under further pressure to sack Suella Braverman. A newspaper article the Home Secretary wrote suggested police play favourites during protests ahead of a pro-Palestinian demonstration in London tomorrow. Former Tory Minister Anne Widdecombe says many believe she didn't say anything wrong.
They'll arrest street preachers at the drop of a hat, but people can shout jihad, jihad, and they do not make any arrests. I think the police do show bias. You know, I think Suella is right on that score, and I think a lot of people in the Conservative Party and in the general public agree with her.
A foster carer has been sentenced to life for murdering a child she was in the process of adopting. Ruby Thompson, who was one, suffered catastrophic brain damage and died in 2012. A court has decided Prince Harry, Sir Elton John and five other well-known names can continue their privacy case against the Daily Mail's publisher. Associated Newspaper strongly denies illegally snooping on them. A judge has ruled the firm hasn't delivered a knockout blow in their argument. Nathan Sparks from the campaign group Hacked Off explains.
The Daily Mail's objective here was to stop it from being able to proceed on this technicality, arguing that the case of claimants had run out of time to bring a claim, and they failed in that. The full case can go ahead.
Former NatWest boss Dame Alison Rose will miss out on £7.6 million in her payout after she was forced to quit over a row involving the debanking of Nigel Farage. She was due to receive as much as £10 million. And the world's first ever whole eye transplant has been called a success, even though the patient can't see as yet. The surgeon believes he will be able to see in future, though. That's the latest. I'm Andy Hayes.
Thanks, Andy.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it will be turning breezy and this evening will become largely dry and clear. Similar conditions overnight with extensively clear skies and just the odd patch of cloud around, with highs still here in Brentwood at 8 and overnight lows of 1.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
I'm at a party I don't wanna be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie. I'm wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Party we don't wanna be at. Trying to talk but we can't hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss a backpack. But all these people all around are crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where we're supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think we fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Oh yeah. Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah.
Duo that, Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran. I don't care. Well, I do care because I love that song. Right, now we're coming up. We've got a new song. Well, it's an old song from the 80s from Albert Jones called New Song. But before then, just before, just before the news, I said I was going to play you Guess the Intro. Well, you didn't get to hear it, dear, so I'm going to play it now.
Guess the Intro.
song from Howard Jones. And speaking of the 80s as well, don't forget in this hour, probably towards the end of the hour, we will be hearing from our Xanthi Behrman, who does the Greaties on 8pm every Sunday. It's a brilliant show. And if you've joined us for the first time, what she does, she picks out one of her favourite tracks from the 80s just for us here on Drive to get us in the mood for the weekend, essentially. So always look forward to that. And it's like a little envelope for me. So I open up her folder to find out what she's got for me today. So I've not looked yet, so I can't wait. I hope it wasn't Howard Jones. Otherwise, I'll have to play it twice. Anyway, we are now going to play a track from the Nowies, seeing as we've been from the 80s. It's the Vaccines. This is, I think, that's their, oh my goodness, it's about their 10th, I think, studio album as well from them. They're actually going to be playing nowhere near Essex, but they are in London. Not a bad place to get to, actually. It's quite easy, Rough Trade East, on January the 14th. If you want to get tickets and you do like them, I'd get in there a little bit quick. But this is their song from September, just gone. Heartbreak Kid. Now, if you love the 80s, I have got another one-hit wonder for you coming up. Do you know the name of the band, though? They were really popular back in the day. It was 79 to 85. They had 11 singles, but only one track made it into the top 40. It was called It Is a Dream, and that's going to come up after the break. But can you remember the name of the band?
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
We'll be right back.
Oh, do you remember it now? It's all coming back now, isn't it? Oh, yeah, all the new wave stuff back in the day. Yeah, so the band, like I said, they were going since, well, 79 to 85. They broke up in 1985 and they all split up. But the lead singer, Sal Solo, he already started his solo career anyway and already had a UK number one, I think it was, back in the day. Or was it maybe number 15? I'm not so sure. Anyway, so they, yes. But that was the only track that they had in the top 40 and it was called Is It a Dream, even though they had so many more. These might jog your memories as well. Inside Out, Tokyo, Because You're Wrong, The End or The Beginning. They had a couple of albums out as well, The Night People in 81 and La Verite. And that's so sort of like new wave, isn't it? That sort of sound as well. All in black and white, all lovely hair back in the day. They were called Classics Nouveau. Right, now, Angry, The Rolling Stones.
FM travel news.
Well, the M25 clockwise is slow traffic between Junction 24, that's Potter's Bar, and Junction 28 at Brook Street. Also, A120 slow traffic eastbound between Coggleshaw and the Marks Tay interchange on the A12 at junction 25. Slow traffic on both directions at Fair Glen interchange in Carpenter's Arms roundabout. A121 eastbound Waltham Abbey. This is very slow moving traffic between M25 and junction 26. Now on the B1256 Braintree, it's very slow there westbound between Springwood roundabout and Marks Farm roundabout, all the way through the Braintree one-way system there as well. In Chelmsford, slow moving traffic on Springfield Road between Victoria Road and the High Bridge. Chelmsford also slow moving traffic on the Baddow Road, that's towards the Army and Navy roundabout. And still in Chelmsford, yes, slow moving traffic on Van Diemen's Road between Lady Lane and Army and Navy roundabout. Now, over to Colchester. A134 is very slow in both directions there between Hythe Quay and Greenstead Green roundabout. And in Southend, A127 eastbound, slow traffic between the A1245, A130 Fair Glen interchange and A1015 in Progress Road Junction. Now, up in London as well, it's a bit chalky around the North Circular Road, Redbridge roundabout. The travel time there in all directions, really, is around 20 minutes, so be careful if you're heading out that way. Let's head over to the Tube for you now, because the rail is looking good at the moment. The underground station is closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town. Trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly Line at westbound. This is South Ealing, all due to engineering works, but there's a good service throughout the rest of the network. And don't forget, after the travel now, we will be hearing a quick song, actually, from Pink, and then we'll be coming back with Mark to tell us about the latest event that's happening on this Sunday here in Brentwood.
Far away, well, you know what they mean, and they mean what they
That was Pink. Oh, I love that track. Trustful. Can she get any better? Oh, I don't know. But anyway, right now, live via Zoom. My guest today is Mark Woolard of Striking Events, and he's going to be here to tell us all about the upcoming event here on Sunday. Mark, hello and welcome to Drive. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. How are you?
Great stuff. Yeah, all the better now. I can hear you. I always worry when it's a technical thing. You know what I mean, Mark? Yes. But thanks for coming on to Drive today. I bet you're super busy, aren't you?
We are, but we're really, really looking forward to coming to Brentwood and bringing Comic Con there on Sunday.
Brilliant stuff. So Mark, look, this event is taking place literally right next to the studio here in the Brentwood Centre. But if anyone is listening at home and hasn't heard of a Comic Con but fancies going along, what can they expect to experience at your event, Mark?
Oh, they can experience loads of fun. It's a really good day out for all the family. We have things like we've got the Back to the Future DeLorean there, Lightning McQueen, and you can get your photos with those. We have costume competitions, loads of people dressed up, stormtroopers and Daleks and Doctor Who and all your favourite Marvel characters and all that sort of thing. We have, there's like over 100 tables of exhibitors selling all sorts of fun merchandise. And then one of the things that everyone seems to really enjoy is we have a guy doing lightsaber lessons, and his name's Andrew Lorden, and he was actually one of the stand-ins in Star Wars Episode 1. So he was taught how to actually fight with the lightsabers for a film, and that's what he'll be teaching people on the day as well.
Oh, I love the idea of that. So can any age have a go at that, like kids or adults as well? Because I think there'd probably be more adults. They'd be pushing their kids out the way to be taught how to use a lightsaber properly, surely.
It's normally a really good mixture of both, to be honest. But yes, literally any age, anyone can have a go.
Man, it's amazing. Yeah, because it's not just for families as well. It's down to individuals, couples, friends, basically anyone that loves all that sort of like type of events as well. But this is the second time you've been here in this year, isn't it, Mark?
That's right. Yes, we were there in May and had a fantastic time. It was really good. People of Brentwood and the surrounding areas really showed that they wanted a Comic Con in the area. We had a fantastic day. So we thought we'd come back again now.
Yeah, it's brilliant, because you've been all over as well, the Midlands and all over the South, haven't you, since then as well? So, but if say, well, we've definitely got an appetite for it here, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm quite tempted to come along just to have a go at the lightsaber stuff. So you can have your pictures taken, as you said, with the DeLorean time machine. There's also retro, I should say, gaming zone and face painting as well for your favourite Avenger. Is that right?
That's right, yeah, the Retro Gaming Zone is fun. You can go back to playing Mario and Sonic and learn, you know, what it was like to be a gamer when I was a kid.
Yeah, the days.
quite different to now.
You've got me thinking back now, to be fair, as well. But you've also got, like, you're doing a costume in cosplay, I should say, competition, haven't you? And that's where
that's
people
right.
can dress up as anything, Marvel, DC, any comic book character, TV and sci-fi character. Is that right, Mark, or is it just me?
Yeah.
Where I've been
no,
to comic
you can literally dress, you can literally dress as anything you want, to be honest.
Oh, fantastic.
We have a kids' competition, which takes place at 12:30. And then at 1 o'clock, we do the competition for the adults.
Oh, it's amazing.
And it always looks really cool. We get lots of people entering. And when you get all those costumes together, they really do look quite fantastic.
Yeah, because people do go all out as well, don't they? A lot of people, to be fair. So, yeah, not that you have to, but yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how much time and sometimes money people spend on their costumes. Mm. And sometimes people, some of the best costumes I've seen, to be honest, are where kids have been just really inventive, and maybe even just, you know, with some cardboard boxes and, you know, really let their imagination run wild and created something that is absolutely quite fantastic. So, like you say, you know, you don't have to come dressed up. Some people do, and lots don't, but it's certainly it's a big highlight of the day for most people, being able to get photographs with a stormtrooper or Batman or whatever, because you can't do that as a general rule.
No, you can't. It's well worth it. And as you said, Mark, you said there's be about 100 stalls there. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. About 100 exhibitors all selling anything you can imagine, from Star Wars toys to Pokemon to Funko Pops to posters. Literally almost anything you can imagine, sort of comic, film, TV, sci-fi related. lots for the kids and lots for the big kids as well.
Something for everyone as well. So it's a great place, basically, to find something for the person who's hard to buy for as well, for the Christmas stocking, I guess, right? Perfect timing, Mark. Well done. Yeah, so the DeLorean time machine, as you say, you can have pictures taken there as well, right?
Yeah, and it's fantastic. It's the most accurate one in Europe, actually. It was built by the people that built the original one for the movies.
Wow.
If you've ever seen anything promoting the musical that's in London at the moment, it's that car that they use. It's been on Ant and Dec. And
wow, didn't realise that.
Things.
Yeah.
It's also actually, probably most importantly, it's had every member of the actual movie, every main cast member sit in it and sign it as well.
Oh, I gasped then. Do you realise? I gasped. That's amazing stuff. So you can actually have a picture with that. That's brilliant. So listen, yeah. Mark, can people still buy online at the moment, or can they just turn up at the door, or when's the cut-off time, Mark?
They can do both. You can buy online at the moment if you go to our website, which is strikingevents.com. If you click on the Brentwood tab, then you can buy tickets there. Or alternatively, if you just turn up on the day, you can buy tickets on the door.
That's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. And so basically, carers and under fives are free as well, aren't they?
That's right. And the other thing we do as well is we open to the general public at 10 o'clock, but we do offer an early opening at 9:30 for anyone with additional needs who might find it more pleasant to be able to ease into the event with it being quieter and not so many people there. And all you need to do in order to, if you think you benefit from that, just drop us an email, which you can find on our website. Drop us an email letting us know that, and we can add your name to the list.
That's great stuff. So it's this Sunday. It's strikingevents.com. And you can get all the information there. Is that right, Mark?
That's right, yeah, and on our Facebook page as well.
Brilliant.
Lots of stuff on there.
Great stuff. Mark, thanks ever so much for that. I'm going to end this interview with Huey Lewis and the News, The Power of Love. Couldn't not, Mark, could I, really?
Brilliant.
Cheers, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
To a little
Thanks again to Mark Woolard of Striking Events. So you can go to strikingevents.com if you're interested or know somebody that might be interested in going along. I wish I could be there tomorrow. I didn't realise it was the actual proper DeLorean time machine that was going to be there. I'm geeking out a little bit myself here. But listen, if it's your birthday, hope you are having a brilliant day. Or if it's your birthday over the weekend, hope you're going to enjoy yourself, whether you're going out and you're partying or whether you're just actually taking time out to chill and watch something brilliant on the TV or chill out with a box set. I hope you're having a fabulous one. But born today, on this day in 1957, was Chris Joyce. Now, he's the drummer from Simply Red. So, something got me thinking, I should play this one.
I love you.
Show me. Started, you know that I
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Now, I fancy playing another duet, and I thought, oh, Kim Wilde did one. Can you remember his name? It's his birthday today as well.
Another step, really a heart. Another step, closer to knowing you. Another step, closer to knowing you.
Wild. Another step closer to you with Junior Giscombe. Yes, I had a few tracks actually with loads of different people. I think he'd done some backing singing as well. Now to another duo actually. It's a brand new track from Jason Derulo and Meghan Trainor.
Baby, put your hands on me. She was the girl next door, that's my fine ass neighbor. Told her if she wants some sugar, baby, don't be a stranger. And she said, when I need something sweet, I'll be coming over to you. That girl was knocking, knocking, knocking in the middle of the night, wearing nothing but a robe that she took off inside. And she said, boy, I'm getting cold, here's what I need you to do. Baby, put your hand on me right now. You're the only one I need. So baby, put your hands on me, both hands on me. When we dance, put your hands all over me.
Hey, alright, so been such a long time since I've been lucky. Don't have to be shy, say how bad you want me. Come and touch me tenderly, so come and give me that body. I want your body heat on me, I can barely sleep. I'm trying to turn up the degrees with you all over me.
So baby, put your hands on me, both hands on me.
Darling, you are the only one I need.
No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid.
Just as long as you kiss me before you leave.
So baby,
in the last hour, we'll be hearing from our Xanthi Behrman with her greatest pick, Just For Us. We'll have Double Bubble on Cruel Summers, and we'll be kicking off After Five on Drive with a track that was number one on this day in 1980. So I'll be seeing you after the news.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? So paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? 'Cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just across the sky, baby, you're a fire.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.